I have said this a million times, that building a business is personal development 101. When you embark on an entrepreneurial journey, you will uncover everything that you are bad at. You will discover a few hidden talents along the way too, but in my experience, I have found way more things that I am bad at than I have things I am good at. Now, this is what I love about this journey, is that you get better. And you get better because you have to. When the progress of your dream relies on you getting more skilled, more resilient, you just make it happen. So let's get into the three main flaws I have uncovered while building Leah Yard Designs. Welcome to the Voted Least Likely podcast. I am your host, Leah Yard. I'm a high school dropout who accidentally became an entrepreneur. After spending over a decade working minimum wage jobs, having a complete mental breakdown, and losing all confidence in myself, I somehow started a successful jewelry company. I am the least likely person to have ended up in the fashion industry, the least likely person to have overcome crippling anxiety, and the least likely person to have ever had the confidence to share my story. And I know if you are here, you've likely felt something similar. This piece of internet real estate is a place for us to share how we overcame our own obstacles and found a place to thrive, even if it was the last place we ever thought we would end up. We are talking all things related to failure with a little sense of humor on the side. It's time to expose the narratives we tell ourselves and the ones the world places on us. This is the Voted Least Likely podcast. To be honest, there were a lot of flaws that I have uncovered, and it was hard to narrow it down to just three, but lots of them were more surface level, like my terrible time management skills. And that's not what I'm going to share with you, because as you know, this show is not about the surface stuff. It's about the real, deep, uncomfortable shit that we face when we're following our dreams. So let's get into the first one, which is my fixed mindset. When I was a little kid, I remember trying to learn things and really struggling. I didn't seem to be able to grasp new ideas, and I just started avoiding learning things when I could. I remember other kids being curious and asking questions, and it would freak me out. I was scared to try to learn new things because I knew it would be hard. This trend continued well into my 20s. I struggled at jobs to learn new things. I never felt like I fully understood most basics. I started feeling really stuck and insanely behind. I started looking for ways I could improve and discovered videos on growth mindset. This was a completely new concept to me. I read Carol Dweck's book called Mindset, which breaks down the difference between having a growth mindset and having a fixed mindset. It was one of the most difficult books to read because as I'm reading it, it was revealing the parts of myself that I had been avoiding and had essentially been keeping me stuck. It felt like the fixed mindset chapters were a case study of my life. It was one of the most uncomfortable and eye-opening times of my life was just getting through this book. I know about this book because of Tom Bilyeu from Impact Theory, who talked about it. And Tom's content and this book 1000% changed the course of my life. So to give you an idea of what I was learning in real time, I'm going to read a segment of Carol's book. So this is Carol Dweck's book called Mindset. And right at the beginning of the book, she starts to explain the differences between the two mindsets. So, believing that your qualities are carved in stone, the fixed mindset, creates an urgency to prove yourself over and over. If you have only a certain amount of intelligence, a certain personality, and a certain moral character, well, then you'd better prove that you have a healthy dose of them. It simply wouldn't do to look or feel deficient in these most basic characteristics. I've seen so many people with this one consuming goal of proving themselves in the classroom, in their careers, and in their relationships. Every situation calls for a confirmation of their intelligence, personality, or character. Every situation is evaluated. Will I succeed or fail? Will I look smart or dumb? Will I be accepted or rejected? Will I feel like a winner or a loser? But doesn't our society value intelligence, personality, and character? Isn't it normal to want these traits? Yes, but there's another mindset in which these traits are not simply a hand you're dealt and have to live with, always trying to convince yourself and others that you have a royal flush when you're secretly worried it's a pair of tens. In this mindset, the hand you're dealt is just the starting point for development. This growth mindset is based on the belief that your basic qualities are things you can cultivate through your efforts, your strategies, and help from others. Although people may differ in every which way, in their initial talents and aptitudes, interests, or temperaments, everyone can change and grow through application and experience. So when I read this book, I realized my biggest flaw, the thing that had kept me stuck, kept me from learning, from growing, from getting better at anything, was just the truth I believed about myself, that I am the way I am. I didn't realize that I wasn't allowing myself to explore, change, and develop. I was just staying in my lane. When I dropped out of junior high, I was told I would never amount to anything without an education. And I never questioned that. I moved out. I got two jobs. I worked in a deli and as a janitor. And I did not believe I was going to end up doing anything other than that because I just believed what I had been told. I wasn't angry about it. I remember just thinking, well, this is the hand I'm dealt. I didn't dream because I didn't believe I could adapt. And it's this mindset that kept me stuck in my business. I registered Leoyard Designs in 2013, and I barely told anyone about it. I didn't go to networking events. I didn't try hard to grow it on the side of my day job. I just let it slowly cruise alongside my life. I didn't take it seriously until years later. And when I did start to take it seriously is when I realized what I was up against. My own beliefs in my abilities. I don't remember the year, but it wasn't that long ago that I read this book, opened my eyes, and started facing the difficult truth about who has been standing in the way of my success. Having a fixed mindset is still something I really struggle with. I still revert back to this rigid way of thinking. When things are hard, I fall back into victim mode. I think that things are the way they are because of who I am. I hear myself say shit like, I can't do this, I'll never learn this, I'm just not smart enough. And it all still feels very real, but I know the truth. We can change at any time. Humans are adaptable. This is proven every day. And although this journey of self-discovery has been painful, I'm grateful that my business has forced me to face this flaw. Knowing you can grow, change, learn, adapt is the most empowering belief you could ever have. On to the second flaw, impatience. I actually didn't realize I was an impatient person before starting my business. Again, another aha moment that this business has brought my way. I want things right away. This flaw has cost me a lot of money. I'll tell you a little story. I designed a really interesting jewelry travel case that doubled as a clutch. As far as I'm concerned, it's a genius idea. The design was perfect, it functioned well, it was stylish, and it was something fresh that I hadn't seen anybody do before. I had samples made, sent, and immediately okayed production to start. I was so freaking excited. I had okayed production to start before testing the bag out with jewelry. So here's what happened. I had requested an anti-tarnish lining to be on the inside of the bag where the jewelry was going to be stored. This was important so that if somebody forgot a piece of jewelry in there for a few months, it wouldn't end up tarnishing. The problem was the manufacturer used a chemical in the fabric that did the opposite. It tarnished and ruined jewelry beyond repair. I realized this when I found a necklace in the bag I had put in there to test out the necklace holder, and the pendant was completely black. Now I had hundreds of these bags in production, and there was no way I was going to sell them. I mean, what if somebody stored their great-grandmother's wedding ring in there or something? Something that was irreplaceable and it got ruined. Since production had already started, patterns were made, fabrics were cut, I couldn't back out. So at the last minute, we redesigned the case into something else, launched a different product, and lost money on the materials that were allotted for the jewelry portion of the bag. I was so excited about the idea that I didn't take the time to test the product thoroughly. It cost a lot of money and time. I had worked months and months on this one item and then rushed the last part of the project, crushing the whole thing. This flaw has come up a few times in my business. I get very excited about ideas and then I just want to go full tilt, and I tend to look away on some of the details because I just want it to come to life. I'm excited. I'm passionate about it, and I just want it to come to life. But I have really started to understand how to pull my expectations back on timing and keep that excitement and sort of foster that excitement in the process and be able to reignite that passion once it's time to actually launch whatever it is I'm working on. Things take so much longer than you think they will. It helps to have many projects on the go so I don't find myself obsessing about one and rushing towards completion. I've learned to test anything new. I currently have a new and exciting thing in the works right now that is sitting beside me on my desk that I am testing out. I would love to start photos and promotion for this product, but I know based on my past experience, it is best to wait, best to clear it through this phase, and excitement will still be there when we're ready for launching. The final flaw is just general insecurity. I've talked a lot about imposter syndrome, how I have hid at events because I felt like a fraud, how I've declined opportunities because I didn't think I was good enough. This is a common thing in my life. I have insecurities around my lack of education, my success of my brand, my design skills, etc. The list goes on and on. Facing the first flaw, my fixed mindset default, has helped me identify a lot of these insecurities so I can logically understand where the feelings come from, and I can now take action towards improving, which in turn can prove to myself my own capabilities. But look, some days are harder than others. Sometimes I'm in situations where I feel very exposed, very underqualified. And this comes up a lot when I'm putting myself out there to build the business. I'm the face of the brand. I have to be the one out there all the time. It's an embarrassing process, really. You have to feel good about what you're building while being open to criticism and judgment, while taking these lessons and applying them, while acknowledging you are growing, while constantly improving yourself but not comparing yourself, and sharing enough of the journey that people get a glimpse into the real side of business without turning people off with the rawness of it all. And now I'm here sharing all this on a podcast where I've just told you my three biggest flaws that have stunted my growth in business. As always, the goal is to validate this struggle, your struggle. You too have flaws that might be holding you back. And I hope that just knowing you're not alone will help you face what you need to. It's a process. If you can learn to use all aspects of your personality to your advantage, you can become unstoppable. It's ongoing work. And by acknowledging not just your strengths, but your weaknesses as well, I really believe this is how you can start to see yourself as your best version, imperfections and all. It's not flawless. It's multifaceted, unique, and changing all the time. Thank you so much for being here. I really hope this episode gave you a boost of encouragement to follow your own path, even if it's a little unruly or has a few more weeds than you expected. I would love if you could share this with somebody important to you. We never know who needs a boost. If you'd like to learn more, you can find me at www.leahyard.com. And if you want to see a little more behind the scenes, you can connect with me on Instagram at @leahyard. And now I will leave you with this. We all have more in common than we do not. Be kind when you can. Judge less, less often, and never, ever underestimate your own potential. I'll see you next week.